Hello everyone and welcome to Mondas Podcast. It's been a while. I just thought I'd do like a half season review of the new series of Doctor Who. And I must admit I was very, very excited coming into this. I never had a problem with Jodie Whittaker being the Doctor, anything like that, or, you know, ooh, it's a woman. That was never a problem. Chris Chibnall, wasn't sure, because I always felt these episodes writing for the eras was okay. Nothing amazing, just okay, you know. So going into the series, I didn't really know that much that was going to happen, because I'd really avoided spoilers and stuff. And, you know, they've done a good job of keeping spoilers down. You know, the companions, and all, they'd obviously been announced, but I didn't know that much about it. There's a lot of publicity about the fact that we had a female doctor. Obviously, that was a big thing for people. But in terms of the series thus far, I'm not quite sure what to make of it, to be honest with you. So I'm going to say from like episode 5, it's quite a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest with you. The first episode, I did actually really enjoy. I thought it was a bit like when you start a new era, you want things to be totally different and with a slight of familiarity, but with a different setting like Sheffield and stuff, and you introduced to the new companions, the new doctor, and it was quite dramatic. It was quite dark, obviously, with it being at night quite a lot as well. And we had an enemy that was actually genuinely quite scary, you know, with teeth all over him. It reminded us of a TV show that it's quite a niche cult TV show called Channel Zero, where someone with a tooth all over their face and stuff. Pretty sinister image. I'm sure that got a few kids scared, which is what Doctor Who's there for, isn't it? So in terms of an opener, it was very good. I had no problem with it. It was exactly what you wanted, and I liked the music on it. I had headphones on, so I could hear it properly in terms of the sound. And yeah, it was very good, and it was just what you wanted as a new start. You know, it was like it wasn't like the 11th Hour in terms of tone and stuff like that, but it was in terms of like, right, this is a new start. So that was good, and the companions weren't annoyed, so that was always good. I was always worried a bit about Bradley Walsh, thinking, what's he going to be like? Because I like them on the chase and stuff, but as an actor, I'd not seen loads of stuff with him in Coronation Street years ago, obviously. So the second episode, we were without TARDIS, so the second episode was like basically a journey, like a quest to find the TARDIS, essentially, past some quilts or something, swirling quilts, and a few kind of monsters that were trying to shoot and stuff. But really, it looked very good, and it had the classic Doctor Who thing of, ooh, them waters are really infested with X, Y, and Z, but they just showed the water. And I like that. That's good. It's budget Who, you know. So it was all right. You know, it wasn't sort of an amazing episode, but it was there, you know. It was that second episode, about like end of the world sort of thing. I was there, it was all right sort of thing. Third episode, I think, was quite an iconic episode for the show, and just in general with the whole Rosa thing, you know. It was a good episode. It was moving. It was, yeah. Hopefully people learned stuff as well, if they didn't know who she was. I mean, hopefully most people do know who she is, but and it was Doctor Who going in areas which possibly wouldn't have went to in the past, and I was glad they did go there. But in terms of the episode was a bit like Back to the Future / Timeless, Quantum Leapy sort of thing, but it was good. And we obviously had a baddie who was like a cockney racist from the future type thing. And that, yeah, so that was a good episode, and I knew it would attract quite a lot of interest from people. So next episode was the one with the spiders. I enjoyed that one. It was a bit nonsense, really, and we had a Trump-esque pseudo political person who was just a businessman who was a bit of a dick. It was a bit of a silly sort of this crazy spiders and stuff like that. Again, it was a bit of a threat. It was more of a fun episode, I think. Nice to see Sheffield as well. But I wouldn't say it blew me mind. I enjoyed it, but it didn't really make it think, wow, that was amazing, you know. It was pretty good. And it was just ended quite straight away, and you're like, all right, is that it? Oh, right, we're off now. Nice location with the hotel and stuff, and it was and how it all came together and stuff like that, and nice. It was quite creepy, the sort of the big spiders and stuff like that. But it, you know, it was a bit of a bit of a fun episode, like a crazy. It felt like a bit B movie-ish, which is fine, you know. So you know, it was quite fun, and it's just nice to have a different location as well with it being Sheffield again. Next one, you've always got to have a clunker, haven't you? You know, you've got to have one which, you know, everyone just goes, fear her, you know, straight away. There's very few times in Doctor Who where I've been bored or I've looked away and thought, oh God, this is not trying to keep me attention. When you sit down to watch Doctor Who, when you're a big Doctor Who fan, it's a big thing, you know. I personally, this year, I've got things ready, headphones on, focused, do you know what I mean? So it's not, I'm not doing anything else, I'm watching it. That episode, the baddie was just this little annoying thing, not scary, you know, and the whole kind of like trying to be controversial with the pregnant male and all that, it was a little bit too obvious, you know. So it looked good, I'll give you that, you know, and it just didn't have anything. I just didn't really get it, to be honest with you. But you know, every episode can't be amazing. There is a lot of people saying that Doctor Who was trying to be too PC in this series. I think there is an element of trying to be quite ticking every box. It feels like a bit of like a tick box, you know. Aren't we doing good, sort of thing? Where, you know, we've got all the categories covered in like some sort of survey. Sometimes I think we're trying too hard to be, to appeal to everyone and everything, sort of thing, rather than just being what Doctor Who is, you know, not modifying the show to be something, you know, that the thing that will appeal to everyone else. So, and the TARDIS gets criticism more, but I liked it, you know. It was nice when we finally found the TARDIS, and you've got to have a different TARDIS each time. I preferred the bit later Matt Smith era sort of console and that, but hey, you know. But I don't know, I mean, it's doing well in the ratings, that's fantastic and all that, and there's been talk about unrest behind the scenes with Chibnall and Jodie Whittaker might be leaving. Who knows if that's true, you know, we don't know. But it's just been all right. It hasn't blown me head off and thought, wow, this is brilliant. It felt like a new start with a new composer and whatnot, in a different sort of style of like a writer's room in inverted commas, but it'd be interesting to see how I feel about things by episode 10, see how it's all panned out. But it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter, Mondas Podcast here, hashtag Mondas Podcast. I'll be back at the end of the series. Thanks, see you.
Mondas podcast.